Hey, you gotta let me in. I just got back from the worst date ever. No, I didn't get stood up or anything. It was just a bad date. No, I met them at a club downtown. You know, the one a couple streets away from my old apartment. They were there when we were celebrating Lee's new job offer. Well, I'll tell you what happened, if you let me in. Well, I'm kind of exaggerating. It wasn't like it went bad. It wasn't even close to the worst date I've ever had. It was just... it didn't go great, you know? It was mediocre. The conversation was... I don't know. We weren't arguing or anything, but it was so boring. It was like we had no idea who each other were. Yeah, I know dates are supposed to be for getting to know each other or whatever, but it was so awkward. I swear, there was more awkward silence in trying to find something to say than actual conversation. It felt like trying to talk to one of those dolls with a pull string and a sound box when they just keep saying the same thing. Our conversation went in more circles than one of those little loading screens. I know. I really figured that we'd have more chemistry after the times we've, you know, been together, but we didn't. Honestly, it was pretty disappointing. Of course not. Why would I tell him that? That would be such a dick move. I just told them that we obviously didn't have a future together, so we should just stop seeing each other. Thankfully, they agreed with me, so that's the end of that. What do you mean? Of course that's better than telling them that they're boring. Well, it's not worse. Well, what would you have said then? How would you handle that situation? That's such a cop-out. You can't just say that you wouldn't get in a situation like that. You don't know if you would. I mean, yeah, we have different approaches to dating and all that, but you can't say that you'll never get into a relationship like that. What if you meet someone at a club or something, and you both just hit it off and skip all the normal get-to-know-you stuff? I know that's not your usual style, but you can't say that you'd never hook up with someone and see where it takes you. Whoa, hold on. What do you mean? You can't just say something like that and not tell me more. Of course I'm surprised. You never hook up with anyone. And now you're telling me you did. That's so... I don't even know where to start. Tell me everything. Okay. Wait. So you hooked up with them, but they ghosted you after you told them you asked if they wanted more. What the hell is wrong with them? Are they fucking stupid? What do I mean? What do you mean, what do I mean? What I mean is that they could have had you and they didn't want you. That has to be the stupidest goddamn thing I've ever heard. Because you're you. You're the fucking best. You're the person everyone wants to be with. You are... what kind of moron wouldn't want you? Of course I mean it. You're nice, you're funny, you're understanding, you're so fun to talk to. You're exactly the kind of person everyone wants to date. You're the person I wish I'd gone on a date with tonight. I said that I wish I'd gone on a date with someone like you. No, I didn't. I said someone like you. I didn't say I wanted to date you. I don't want to. Fuck. There's no way you believe me, is there? Yeah, that's what I figured. Fucking Freudian slip. Well, the cat's out of the bag now. No use trying to hide it now, huh? So there's the honest truth. I have feelings for you. Pretty strong feelings, actually. Romantic feelings. For a while now, it's been God knows how many years now. I've had the biggest crush on you through high school, and even now, I still can't get over you. You're just... fuck. You're everything I've ever wanted. Yeah, I'm serious. What do you mean? Oh, I understand. It seems kind of weird coming from me, doesn't it? I have a reputation for, wandering around, I guess. I can't really blame you for not thinking I'm serious. I've never really expressed any interest in you like that, so I can see why it doesn't make sense. But, fuck it. It's you. It's always been you, and I was so goddamn stupid that I didn't notice until the damage was done. I realized I had feelings for you when we were still in grade school, and I was so stupid. When I realized that I had a crush on you, I was terrified. Even my best friend. How the hell was I supposed to tell you that I wanted to be more than your friend? If you hadn't felt the same way, you and I both knew we would have gone our separate ways and never talked again. I couldn't risk that. I couldn't ruin our friendship. Not like that. Not when it was so much easier to just hide it and keep being your friend. But years kept going by, and even when I knew we were both mature enough to handle that, I couldn't. I was still too scared. So, I tried to do the second best thing. I tried to date someone like you. In retrospect, it's a terrible idea. And I knew that. But I just couldn't help it. And I mean, it wasn't just because they were like you. But it was always people who were like you in some way or another. And when I tried to think about what I'd like about them, I'd always say the same things I like about you. I kept telling myself that I was dating around to figure out what I wanted in a person, but the truth is, I already knew what I wanted. I wanted you. I still do. That's why I can't date anyone for more than a month. Because the thought that you're single and I could be dating you instead has me going batshit. And I break it off with whoever I'm seeing because it will always be you and it isn't fair to them. It will always be you and no one else can replace you because how the fuck would I want anyone but you when you're right in front of me? How could there be anyone else when all I see is you? You are my everything. But I've already fucked it up, and I can't have you, because how could you want me? How could you want to date someone who's broken as many hearts as I have? How? How could you love me? How could you love who I am? Hey, come on. You don't have to. You don't have to hug me. I don't need comforting. Okay, yeah. Maybe I do. Why do you have to be so perfect? Well, I know you're not perfect, but that's what makes you perfect. If you were actually perfect, I'd probably find you a lot more annoying. Well, yeah, I know that no one's perfect. That's impossible. But... oh, wait. Are you trying to get me to say that nobody, myself included, can be perfect so I would feel better? No, not really. I appreciate the thought, but I've hurt so many people. I've made people cry. That's not something a good person does. I'm not just not perfect. I'm an asshole. What do you... Of course I put an effort in with everyone I was with. Even if it was just a quick thing, I always try to make a real connection. No. No, I'd only cut it off after it became obvious that we weren't going to work out. I just didn't want to string them along, especially when I had feelings for you. They didn't deserve that. I mean, yes, I could be worse, but that doesn't mean I'm a good person. Well, then, if I'm not a bad person, what am I? Just a person. A stupid person, maybe. So I'm a well-meaning idiot, then. A fool with a heart of gold. Well, not gold, but... Yeah. You think it is gold? Well, I'm flattered. Coming from you, it makes me really happy to hear that. I think you've got a heart made of precious metals. Well, I guess I better get going. I don't want to overstay my welcome. I didn't mean to come over here and annoy you. Well, I did. But not quite like this. Whoa. Hey, what are you doing? Come on, let go of me. I should really leave now. I've said way too much tonight. You really want me to stay? Are you sure? After everything I've said? You really want to give it a shot? You want to give me a shot? Yeah, I'd love to. I wanted to be with you for so long. If you're willing to give us a shot, I'm more than happy to try. A cuddle? Yeah, of course I want to. Here, on the couch? Yeah, you can wrap your arms around me if you want to. This is nice. Can I lay my head on your shoulder and hug you closer? I hope this isn't weird to say, but I really like having you this close. I like how it feels to have my arms wrapped around you. Oh, you just... I can't say I expected you to do that. Yeah, I liked it a lot. Can we do that again? Wow. You know, this isn't where I expected tonight to go. But I'm much happier with this than whatever I was expecting. This is a lot better. Go ahead and turn something on. No, don't be surprised if I fall asleep before we get halfway through. It's been an eventful evening, and you're so warm, and I'm way too comfy not to pass out. Oh yeah, I'll be racing then. Whoever falls asleep first wins. All right, you're on then. 3, 2, 1, go. But before we go to sleep, I just want you to know that I'm going to make you breakfast when you wake up, okay? I'm really good with pancakes and hash browns.